and they don't want to graduate.
But about half the faculty here?
Just about that. It's about an E-room. And it wasn't... It just changed. The situation wasn't like this. I would say 4-5 years ago. Very seldom you would... Well, not seldom, but it would just be a handful.
Mm-hmm.
And then you would be at one time the foreigners outnumbered the white folks.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean foreigners?
You might have one from Cuba, Formosa,
mm-hmm.
China, Indians, Nigerians,
mm-hmm.
and Jews.
Mm-hmm.
Hungarians, they're gone, and that's really about all. But Wiley has always been a cultural. I mean, people of different backgrounds
mm-hmm.
and denominations and countries. Really, the blacks have, well, naturally it's always outnumbered the faculty, but now it seems as if the whites are coming and replacing blacks, and
mm-hmm.
we have more of a white faculty, but they're not getting the white students to
mm-hmm.
equal to out to the faculty.
What would, go back to the Frenchman, what would you call the white Frenchman in Louisiana?
I'm not quite sure if he's called a Creole or not.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard the term coon ass?
No, I haven't.
And what different terms for Mexicans are there?
Redbacks. Mexicans. That's about it. That I'm familiar with.
And someone who's come into town and nobody's ever seen him before, he'd be called a
new person.
Okay. Or a
newcomer.
Uh-huh. What about stranger? Did you ever use that?
Yes, a stranger.
Would you ever use the word foreigner to refer to someone who's from this country but who's a stranger here?
No.
And you'd say, if you got someone some medicine, you'd go in and say, why haven't you
taken it?
Okay. And the person would say, an hour ago I
took it.
And in another hour I'll
take some more.
And you say, a bee stung me in my hand.
Hurts.
Or it got bigger. You'd say it
swollen.
Okay, and it's still pretty badly
swollen.
And if a bee stings you, then your hand will
swell.
And what different kinds of fish do people get around here?
They have catfish, perch, buffalo, and bass.
Mm-hmm. What about from the salt water?
I'm not sure. You can, maybe on the lower parts of Port Cattle, which would be going back into Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but we don't, this is not an area for shrimp, crabs, lobster. That would be more that's on the Gulf Coast, down
mm-hmm.
in Houston, Galveston, Baytown, Port Arthur, like those places going out crabbing
mm-hmm.
and getting on shrimp, catch shrimp, just go out. They tell me they walk in the water and just reach down and get a handful of shrimp right there.
What about something that pearls grow in?
I've never heard of that.
Well, something that comes in a shell.
Oh,